bites the dust. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A second bank shutting down following Friday's Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more on the story.
Washington is scrambling to stop a potential banking crisis. Friday's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank brought down yet another financial firm. The FDIC shut down the New York-based Standard Bank yesterday. Financial regulators say depositors with either bank will still be able to access their money starting today. That includes accounts larger than the federally insured cap of $250,000. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has stressed that taxpayers will not foot the bill. Instead, the FDIC will use its funds to cover the losses, and the agency will auction off assets.
President Biden is slated to address how his administration will avert possible disaster in just hours. At least 8 migrants are dead after 2 suspected smuggling boats capsized off the coast of San Diego Saturday night. James Gartland, San Diego Fire Rescue Lifeguard Division Chief.
If we can continue to provide awareness that every time they get into a panga to come northbound, their lives are at risk.
The Coast Guard and San Diego Fire Rescue are still searching for at least 7 more victims. After several near collisions by U.S. Airlines, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy emphasizing on ABC's This Week that America's aviation system remains the so-called gold standard.
We are still the safest aviation system in the world. There are clearly risks that we need to evaluate, and this is why the NTSB is investigating several incidents so it doesn't become something more catastrophic.
As atmospheric river moves out, a new storm is expected to hit California, bringing rain and snow and winds as strong as 50 miles per hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Lots of firsts at Sunday night's Oscar ceremony, but not for political jabs. Fox's Michelle Polino reports.
Thank you to the Academy. This is history in the making. Thank you.
Two women made history tonight as Michelle Yeoh was the first Asian American to take home Best Actress, while Ruthie Carter has become the first Black woman to win 2 Oscars. The clip, courtesy of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Well, Jimmy Kimmel opened the awards with a taped segment where he was ejected from Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick flight. He mentioned the Will Smith slap more than once.
No, but seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing.
And of course, there were mentions of drag queens in the political editing of footage from January 6th.
Stanford University apologizing to a Trump-appointed federal judge after his speech at the school was interrupted by students. Fox's Christina Coleman has the details.
They stated that staff members intervened in inappropriate ways. They said, quote, what happened was inconsistent with our policies on free speech, and we are very sorry about the experience you had while visiting our campus. Judge Duncan accepted the apology, but stated that he also hopes an apology for the, quote, mob action is also offered to the school's Federalist Society, the group that invited him to speak on campus. He also says he would like to know what concrete steps are being taken to ensure this kind of disruption does not happen again.
Fox Digital reporting that the protesters were particularly offended that Judge Kyle Duncan didn't use a transgender sex offender's preferred pronouns in a 2020 legal opinion. Scientists say a giant seaweed bloom may be approaching Florida's Gulf Coast. The seaweed, which is around 5,000 miles wide, is so large it can be seen from outer space. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.